The Fog Podcast is brought to you by Calm Seas Crafts of Hilton Head.
Greetings again. This is episode 2 of the Fog Podcast. We all know now it is the Four Old Guys Podcast. I'm Dave Pandisio along with
Jeff Gibbs
and
Norm Roeder.
And way down south in Florida, Lakeland to be exact, we also have James JT Taroli. Hey, JT.
Hey, man.
How's things down south?
Nice and cool. Very comfortable.
Good. Well, we have one episode under our belts, and I'm telling you, like, the first episode, the hype around this podcast has just been incredible. Let's take a listen.
Miss, have you heard about the new Fog Podcast?
No. What's that?
It's this Fog Podcast.
Fog Podcast?
Yeah.
What is it?
It's just this podcast.
What is it?
I guess we're going to find out.
Hello?
I'm conducting a phone survey to see if you heard of the new Fog Podcast. Hello? Hello? I guess that's a no.
Oh, okay. I see a little girl selling lemonade. Excuse me. Are you excited about the Fog Podcast?
Do you want some lemonade?
No, thank you. But are you excited about the Fog Podcast?
Do you want some lemonade?
No, I really don't.
Mommy,
just...
there's a creepy old guy!
Excuse me, young man. Have you heard about the new Fog Podcast?
Oh, here's a guy working. I'm going to... Excuse me.
What?
Excuse me.
Yeah?
Are you excited about the Fog Podcast?
What?
Are you excited about the Fog Podcast?
I'm trying to work here, buddy.
I mean, need we say more?
That says it all right there.
That's enthusiasm right there.
So on the first episode, we talked about the origin of our 45-year friendship, how we came to be. And then we touched a little bit on the band that we formed. But Norm, you had something you wanted to go back on.
Yeah, there was a couple things I had forgotten to mention in the first episode, and I thought we'd go back. And as we know, our fourth old guy down in Florida, I met him in kindergarten 57 years ago. And JT spent a lot of time in my neighborhood. We, as young guys, we were good friends, played a lot of games there. And as I think back, there are very memorable things that JT left in our neighborhood. So the first one I remember was we played a lot of wiffle ball out in the front, and front of my house. I guess in JT's defense, we probably had mosquito repellent on or something, so our hands might be a little greasy. So he got up the bat, swung that wiffle ball bat, and it slipped, and it went right through the front pane window. And next thing I know, I look up, and there's my mother with her head tilted, looking out the hole in the window.
You remember that, JT?
Yep, I actually had fallen in some rose bushes and got a scratch on my arm. And Norm's mom, who we nicknamed Rose, coincidentally, she put some salve on the wound, and that's what was on my hands.
Okay, there's the story.
Yeah.
Yeah. We need some
stickers.
But
I do remember Mrs. Broder's face when she looked out the window. I remember looking at Norm and going, oh, no, because his father was outside working around the other side of the house, so we had to go approach him and say,
it was my mom's fault.
An awkward moment.
Yeah. Yep.
So just for the record, JT, that was some kind of a medical lubricant, and no condition was it any kind of a Vaseline or some kind of a hand lotion.
The memory fades when you're an old guy.
Medical purposes only.
Correct. Yeah. So JT, that was a sporting event right there. Do you remember another sporting event in my basement that occurred?
We were playing ping pong, and I got a little rambunctious and broke the overhead fluorescent light shot into a million pieces, and we diligently cleaned it up, and somehow we got a spare bulb and put it in there and saved the day. But yeah, that was quite a
moment. I just want to say, JT, you did win that point. That was a nice hit.
It was worth it.
So the last memorable one I have is we were coming back from sledding in a nearby neighborhood hill, and there was a car full of, as a matter of fact, for the record, I'll say it was my grandfather's AMC Hornet, which was, you know, quite the muscle car in the time. And we had the car full, and we're pulling in, and the garage door is closed, but we go in through a side door in the garage. So I remember JT very nicely. I think he must have been on the, he was riding shotgun in the Hornet. I'll get it. He jumped out and ran up, and I think he was expecting it to be a little heavier than it was, because he reached down, yanked that door up, and it flew off the railings. And then I think my dad probably came out and thinking either a plane just hit the house or... But anyway, it was JT was always affectionately welcomed back to the house. We always knew there was going to be some fun going on. So great memories back then, JT.
Oh, yes. Plenty of moments spent at your house and my house as well.
All right, guys. So we are into episode 2. And last we left you, we were talking about how we formed the rock band Oz. And when we come back, we are going to dig a little deeper into that story. So we'll be right back.
Do you own a beach house or lake house? Or are you just looking for coastal themed decor to give your place that cozy, ocean inspired look? Check out Calm Seas of Hilton Head. Calm Seas features small coastal home decor gifts inspired by the colors of the sea. You'll find a wide variety of homemade items that'll give you that toes in the sand, soaking up the sun kind of feel. Here's Calm Seas creator, Amy Woods.
Hey everyone, I would love it if you would check out my Instagram page and my Etsy page under Calm Seas Crafts, and then my Facebook page under Calm Seas. If you see anything you love, message me and I can ship my products to you. I also do custom orders, and if you are ever in Hilton Head, visit one of my pop-ups at the local farmers markets. Thanks so much.
Calm Seas, where every day's a beach day.
Hey, old guys, it's Dave, Norm, and Jeff from the Fog Podcast. Are you on the go but having trouble with the go?
Do you know where all the public restrooms are within a 30-mile radius of your home?
Do they know your name at your local fast food restaurant?
If you answer yes to any of these questions, then you need Man-O-Musil.
Man-O-Musil is a fiber-rich supplement just for men that comes in a convenient gummy or suppository format.
Take it from us, the four old guys. A once-daily dose of Man-O-Musil will keep you on the go.
We love it!
Now back to Fog Podcast.
Right. We are back. JT, did you hear that?
Yes, sir.
Are you running out to grab your supplement of Man-O-Musil?
I've already got it on order, my friend.
All right. Anyway, let's get back into it. Forming the Oz rock group, which we talked about in the back of the bus. Once we did that, it kind of blew up. And we said, we got to do something else. I think I mentioned before that there was no MTV. This was 1979. MTV came in 1980 in August. So we were kind of blazing the trail here. I don't know how we came up with the idea to make a video, but that's what we did.
Well, you know, one thing I know about these four guys is once we get something that we laugh at and we have fun with, it just goes viral. And I'm sure amongst us all, we said, okay, what's next? That was way too fun.
Yeah.
And I think we probably germinated the whole idea of, well, we got to put this on film.
Yep.
You know.
And of course, the great thing was cross-country season ended, but basketball season began. And we could just segue the four of us because we also were fortunate enough to make the basketball
team. That's right.
we could just, you know, segue our prolific physical talents and creative talents into the next season.
Absolutely. And so this was November of 1979 when we shot this video. It was in black and white. It was on reel-to-reel videotape. I mean, it's you know, way back. I mean, now we have the iPhones and you can do any of this stuff really easily. But back then, it was a challenge.
Yes.
So yeah, so we had to go and make up costumes, and do I break it to everybody now that we weren't a real band?
I think you just did.
I think you did.
Yeah, our instruments were made of cardboard, so we each had to make our own
high grade cardboard.
Oh, high quality. Yes, high quality. So we each had to make our own instruments, and I remember for me, there was an album. There was a group called Triumph, I think from Canada. And they had an album cover which had, I think they call it the Flying V electric guitar. It's in the shape of a V. That's where I got my guitar from. So I made that same thing out of cardboard and a yardstick. And so that's where I came up with mine.
And, you know, it was important for me that if I was really not going to play the guitar, I should really not play an awesome guitar.
So,
Absolutely. So my guitar had, you know, two necks on it.
That's right.
I'm sure if it had strings, there would have been a lot of them. And I can do you one better, Dave. I use two yardsticks.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I will say we do have photographs that we're looking that from that time. We have pictures from when we made the video, so we're kind of being inspired and helping our memory by looking at some of these pictures. And we do have a Facebook page. If you search the Fog Podcast, it should come up, and you can actually see some of these. We're going to put these pictures and some videos up to go along with these episodes.
And I think part of the fun of this thing was really the preparation. As you talked about making these cardboard instruments, we did it all separately. So we didn't see it until it all came together on production day.
Yeah. Now, you were the drummer, so you had to make a drum kit.
I did, but it was just a big circle. You know, I didn't have to get the yardsticks. I didn't have to do all that. But I do remember what was, I think, funny. We all created a persona in our, I'll call them our costumes, our rock and roll costumes.
Yes.
So I'll start and tell you mine, but I'm curious. I haven't heard how yours came about. But for me, I remember I went home and I had a younger brother, and he was very young at the time. But I started talking to my parents about, I got to come up with something cool to wear and all this. And I remember my brother said, I've got some stuff. And he runs into his room and he comes out and he had this pair of red suspenders, and like all I can describe it is Tony the Tiger.
Oh, that's right. I remember those
glasses.
Those little glasses. Yeah.
And I mean, you know, if you look up cool in the dictionary, you're not going to see those things, right? But I went with it because it came right out, and that's what I ended up wearing that day. So that's how mine came about.
And also, I was taking a graphic arts class with my dad. So we did the T-shirts. We had T-shirts that we made in graphic arts with the Oz logo. Mm. So we all had the white T-shirts. I had a wig from my mom. And and I had some hat that I had that, I don't know, I can't remember. But
it was sort of a Murphy hat, an Irish hat, whatever they call them.
Yeah, I think part of my gear might have been leftovers from the Halloween that had just come by.
Oh, yeah, you had that plastic hat
with the hair. But, you know, I think it's interesting, and I'm sure audience may note if they look into the photos, that we all are wearing, you know, our basketball sneakers and our basketball socks.
That's
because
right.
the video was filmed right after basketball practice.
Right after basketball practice.
You know, there it is.
Yeah. How about you, JT? Remember your getup?
I had a knit ski cap that folded down into a full face mask. Red in color, had a little pom-pom on the top that was, I think, red as well. And I believe the genesis of that was throwing ideas around with you, Dave, and to go along with the logo theme inspired by the group Kiss.
Right, right.
Okay, yeah.
So that's where that came about.
And, of course, you carried over the knit cap from the cross-country bus ride.
That's right. You used to have The other thing is I think it lent a little air of mystery to the band. Like, who is the master?
Who is
bassist?
That guy? Absolutely.
Yeah, right.
So we made the costumes, we made the instruments, and then we filmed a video on stage at the auditorium at Athol High School. Yeah. And we played, I think, two songs. And I don't remember how we came up with them, but they were both Beatles songs.
Yeah. Both Beatles, probably from the bus.
Yeah,
right? The original concert. We hadn't written any new songs. Yeah. We hadn't lip synced.
And we still haven't.
We still haven't. So
so we did Back in the USSR, and then we did Happy Birthday. Okay. Yeah.
But hey, don't skip over the fact that we had to create names for ourselves.
Oh, I forgot about that. That's right.
So I'll just start off by, it's obvious the drummer has to be called Sticks.
Right.
So there we go.
Yeah, yeah. And it's obvious the lead singer has to be called Linguini.
How the heck did you come up with that? Linguini.
He's a sausage man.
I mean, the rest of ours was pretty simple. Mine was Pix as like guitar. I was the lead guitar player, so I was Pix.
JT was strings, right?
JT was strings.
You know, the origin of the name is lost to history, I guess.
You don't know where they came from.
I don't know. I just don't know.
But you were well-known. Well-known. We were all well-known.
We were all well-known.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. But so the making of this video, and I'm hoping that we can put that up so people can see.
But Dave, there's more than just the instruments.
Right? Yes.
Yes.
There were some major props.
Oh, that's what I was getting.
There was a huge team that helped put this thing together.
Right?
Absolutely.
Sarah Miller.
So we had guys up in the ceiling. I'm still blown away by how we pulled this off. I mean, and I think, so we had this thumb, this huge thumb that, did you do that, Norm?
I think. Yeah. As a matter of fact, a little story about how that got created, right, was, you know, first of all, it had to be big because it's going to come down from the ceiling.
Yeah.
And it had to be, right? And, you know, I'm trying to find, a piece of cardboard that's big enough. That was a little trouble. But then once I got the cardboard, I'm downstairs, and I drew at least 2 to 3 thumbs before I cut, and they all look like, you know, somebody in the meat cutting department at Piggly Wiggly, you know, lost a few fingers or something. So finally, to get it done, I had to have my dad come down and do a thumb in front of me so I could draw it and it look halfway real.
Oh,
so
it came out great. Yeah,
so that's the way that was born.
But so your father, that's
his thumb.
That's your father's thumb.
He was a hand model. And by the way,
he's getting immortalized.
Do you still have the thumb?
You know, I had the thumb for years down in the basement in Athol, and we had some water flooding.
Oh, lost.
It got soaked and it got thrown out.
I thought maybe it was in the Smithsonian.
That's what I expected, in the box next to the Ark.
So, but not only, I'm telling you, there was more to this thumb than just a regular thumb. This was high tech. I mean, the way that Norm did it, he folded the actual thumb part down, and we rigged it up with string so that when it was lowered down, the string was shorter on the thumb part. And I'm telling you, it worked. I think we only did one take.
One take.
And when it lowered down, the actual thumb popped up. So, and it was right in the middle of Happy Birthday during the drum solo. You were doing the drum solo.
Well, I remember seeing it and thinking, oh, I got to stop playing. But then I realized I wasn't really playing, so it wasn't a problem. But
oh, man, it looked, we were all in shock that it came down and looked as good as it did. Unbelievable.
And a little backstory to the thumb's genesis was that was the time during Happy Days and Fonzie Hey Fonz with Thumbs Up.
That's right.
That was big at the time.
And everybody was doing the thumbs up thing, and that was behind it as well.
Yeah, yeah,
that's a good point.
But I remember, and when I watched the film afterwards, looking at Gibby's face, and the smile was huge. Of course, I couldn't see JT's because he had the full mask on it.
Yeah, I'm sure it was huge.
I'm sure it was huge. Yeah.
So when we finished the video, we presented it to, I forget how it happened, but it got shown at school. And the thing blew up. I mean, if there was social media then, it would have gone viral. Yeah, yeah. But there was no social media. But it blew up. It got shown from like classroom to classroom to classroom.
Yeah. We were skipping class to show it.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. Wasn't it Marcia Gagliardi's class that we showed it early on?
It's possible, yeah.
I can't remember.
Exactly. I think that was the class that we actually ended up getting some partial school credit the making and everything of the video.
Now, do you guys remember how it ended? The ending, which was almost scary at the time.
Yes, I do.
It was a zoomed-in shot of Gibby's crotch.
No.
And he came walking towards the camera. And I'm sure the teachers, when we played this with the teachers, they were like, what is happening here? He undoes his pants and he turns around and he pulls his pants down and he's got white shorts on and it says the end on his butt. That was the funniest thing. I know the teacher, everyone was like, what is going to happen here?
Well, let me just say that there's really no video evidence that that is my butt and that is my crotch area.
Yeah, well, that's true. I was there. I remember it.
But can I say...
But you know, yeah, go ahead.
I'm sorry. Can I say my dad may have been the hand model.
But honestly,
taking the video as a whole, I really don't think that was the most risque part of the video.
Oh, boy. Are we going to go there?
Well, we got to talk about guitar solos.
Let's talk about the solos. There are some great solos.
Yes, yes.
Well, let's just say I'll address it in a very abstract way. I can remember when Dave did his guitar solo. He did his little jump cross leg.
Yes,
you remember that?
Yes, yes.
And I'm looking from back in the drums, right? And I'm going, wow, that guy's
got some moves.
He's got moves, right? No hands on the guitar, but he's moving those legs, right? So then we came in with a little, there's some bass solos in there by JT, or strings, sorry, yep. Strings. And he did his thing, but you know, I'm in the back,
yeah,
on the drum kit,
yeah.
So I can't really see.
You didn't see it.
I didn't see it. And so I think it was in the cafeteria playback one day, we were doing it.
Yeah.
And you know, of course, while this thing's going on, we're just laughing all the time. So some areas we weren't really focused in on. And then this one time, I remember all four of us like look at each other and go, did you see that move JT just did? Man, that was something else. Do you remember that, JT?
Where did that come from?
Unfortunately, yes, I do.
Yes, yeah. So JT made a certain gesture that...
He was in the moment.
I don't know if he knew what he was doing, but when we watched it... Yeah, you didn't realize when we played it back.
And just for the audience's sake, it, in today's rock world, it would have been very mild. But,
oh, yeah.
But in the cafeteria at the Athol High School, yeah, it was pretty good.
Oh, my gosh. So, yeah, then like I said, it blew up. It blew up. What is this right here? Actually, I have it in front of me. We made the front page of the Little Red Schoolhouse newspaper.
Yeah, we did.
And Athol High School.
Yeah, there's a photo of us. Should I read it?
Whoa, absolutely. Yes.
There's a photo of us with suit coats. I wonder, we had suit coats on. I wonder if that was like awards night or something like that.
Could have been.
And we had our Oz t-shirts on underneath. And it says, made for TV, Oz, a senior rock group organized during the cross-country season, has created its own made-for-television movie under the technical supervision of Mark Wright. Advanced screenings have been received enthusiastically, and the group promises future showings to the faculty and student body. Cross-country coach Jim Jason is in the center of Oz above, and the group includes Jeff Gibbs, Jim Taroli, Norm Broder, and Dave Pandisio left to right. We made it, man. We made it.
Can you make the connection, though, on who that guy was in the picture you just mentioned? Jason Steele. He was the same guy that yelled at us in cross-country.
Absolutely, yes. That was the coach that chewed us out.
Yeah.
For not being leaders. Now, look at the big smile on his face.
Look at him holding on to those coattails of that band as we're going right to the top. He wants to be part of that.
Exactly. There I think is. He wanted to be the manager.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No way.
Forget it.
So that was the next step in our journey. And then it would just keep building from there. I think that's a good place to maybe end this episode and to maybe give a little teaser on the next episode.
Yeah, and you know us. Like I said, when we get a hold of something, we just keep going, and this will keep going.
Yeah, so the next step, which we'll talk about in the next episode, is, and I don't know how we pulled this off, but we actually played at the spring concert. Now, remember, we don't really play the instruments, but we somehow got booked. Somehow we had to do some...
full disclosure here, I was once a member of an actual band, the Athol High School Marching Band. So I had, an in, so we say.
Okay,
so,
all right.
So I'm pretty sure I was able to, based on that influence, weasel our way into the concert. And from all accounts, that was probably the best concert they've ever thrown.
I'm telling you.
That was a sold-out house.
When we talk about, we've got some stories about that. I felt like a rock star that night. I'm telling you, boy.
You were. Oh.
Yeah. We lived the dream for 30 minutes. Yeah.
So, JT, are you going to be with us for the next episode?
It sounds like a good one to me.
All right. Let's get the theme song here.
There we go.
So that's episode 2. Again, thank you for listening. This has been the Fog Podcast, brought to you by Calm Seas of Hilton Head. And make sure you listen up for episode 3 and stick with us, because the final episode, you're not going to believe the story that we have to tell. So we'll see you on the next one.
The Fog Podcast is a Gibral Pandoli production and is recorded at Lennox Studios in beautiful downtown Athol, Massachusetts. The Fog Podcast is produced by Norm Broder, Jeff Gibbs, Dave Pinicio, and James Taroli. All comedy bits and commercials were written and produced by the Fog Podcast crew. The Fog Podcast theme, Night Thunder, is performed by Abby Noyes. All sound effects and royalty-free music are courtesy of Upbeat. Thanks for listening. I'm your announcer, Natalie Heath.